Georgia Berland is the executive director of the Task Force on the Homeless in Sonoma County. They've had a lot to work with in the past few months and have seen quite a bit of success. So, Georgia, it's nice to see homeless issues making the news in a positive way.
Well, yes, and it's nice to see the change in attitude as well as in practice around how people who've lost their homes in Sonoma County are treated and assisted.
So let's recap quickly. What sort of benefits, what advances have you seen in recent weeks?
Well, in addition to the things that were done to create immediate assistance for people going through the freezing cold, they added 80 beds countywide, at least 80 beds, to what was available in shelters. They created warming centers, and by they, I mean the Board of Supervisors and the City Council of Santa Rosa. They also allocated $75,000, which is at least to start on permanent housing vouchers, and there were discussions by the board that they wanted to do more in that arena. And that really is a long-term answer to homelessness, so we like to see them moving in that direction.
One of the big changes has to be the relaxation of the no sleeping in the car laws.
That has been a miracle. That allows people to have a safe place to be if they still have their car, not to worry about losing the one possession they still have that protects them, and to not become a criminal as soon as they fall asleep once they've lost their home. And then to provide a safe place for people to park at the fairgrounds. That's also very wonderful. And then the vouchers for people outside of Santa Rosa who may not have the gas money to get here to stay in that safe parking area or may not have a car, they provided 1,000 nights of motel vouchers. So that's really, really exciting.
In addition to these responses to the situation, you're also looking as an organization at the updating of the housing element in Santa Rosa. What are you looking to see happen there?
Well, obviously, one of the reasons that homelessness is so disproportionately high in Sonoma County is that we have so little affordable housing that's available to people. So we desperately need available, affordable rentals. We also need housing that can be utilized as permanent supportive housing, which is long-term permanent housing that also has services attached for people with disabilities to assist them in staying in their homes long-term. Those are the kinds of housing that are desperately needed all over the county, and that's what we'll be encouraging at our housing element workshops at the county and the city.
Georgia Berland, thanks very much for talking with us. There's a lot of work being done, and congratulations on your successes.
Well, thank you. It's really due to the whole community speaking up, and we're very proud that we were helped to bring that together. So thank you.